Yeah, 100%. Like, I was working on it for probably 3 or 4 months. So the fact that I can actually talk about it and everyone's heard the songs now and stuff, it's just such a big relief. And yeah, I'm so happy and excited.
It's been a whirlwind year, I suppose, over the last 18 months or so, bringing out the likes of Older, I Don't Know Why, and momentum began to build then. You were getting lots of radio play, people were checking out your music on Spotify, the likes of TikTok as well. So it has been a busy year for you.
Yeah, it's been crazy. Like, my journey started just over a year ago now, when I started posting some covers on originals online, and never anticipated where it was going to go. And then I got chatting away to my manager and got in contact then with Picture This as well, who have really just taken me under their wing, and I've been working with them so much the past year. And yeah, it's all led to the EP coming out now. So it's just crazy. Like, it's been the best experience of my life.
We'll chat about that connection with Picture This in a while, because obviously it's two Kildare artists looking after each other, really, which is always good to see. But we'll talk about that shortly. But I say it's a whirlwind year, and it has been. But for people who know you will know that you always had a massive interest in music. I remember even in school, you were involved in musicals and talent shows and stuff like that. So, you know, we see this happen. People talk about overnight success and whirlwind years and stuff like that. But there is a lot of work goes on in the years leading up to this.
Yeah, definitely. Like, this is like always my dream to be able to do something like this. But I suppose, you know, when you're someone from Kildare and you're just not really well known, like, you don't really think it's ever going to be possible. So to have this opportunity was just insane. And yeah, for years I did, like you said, talent shows and any type of show I could enter into, really, variety shows. I was with a band for a while, and we used to play some like really small gigs and stuff. But yeah, to be able to be out like on my own now and releasing my own music is just, it's just the best feeling ever. And hearing my songs on the radio and stuff, it's just so surreal. It's crazy. I think with music, like, you're allowed to be anybody you want to be. And I think when you're actually in the industry or in the musical or whatever it is, like, you can really just express yourself. And that's what I've found anyway, especially with songwriting. It's just the best form of like self-expression, and I'm so glad that I have that there to, it's like the best form of therapy to be able to express myself and show people who I am.
So tell me then the way the journey kind of went when you left school. And as we know, you were involved very heavily there in school. But there was a couple of years then where I'm sure you went on and explored different things before coming back and saying, right, I'm going to give this music thing or songwriting a proper go.
Yeah, I actually went to college for 2 years, and I was studying economics and finance, which is so different to what I'm doing now. But my two favorite subjects in school were music and economics. And for the whole year before I went to college, I was debating, like, do I go to, say, BIM? Like, I had gone up and looked at the college and was so close to going there. But I was quite shy about putting myself out there and singing in front of people. And, well, not really singing in front of people, but more putting myself out there online and stuff. And I always said, like, oh, I can do music on the side. I don't need to do it as a career, because I was just worried that I wouldn't really make it anywhere. So yeah, I definitely, now looking back, I'm like, that's crazy to do, to put like your biggest dream aside for something else because of fear. But yeah, I'm so glad that I did my 2 years in college and you know, had a bit of a college life and did explore something else. But now looking back, I'm like, I could never go back and do like business or economics again, like, now that I've had a taste of this, because I know like this industry is where I'm meant to be, and it's where I'm the happiest I've ever been. So it just feels like it's all meant to be.
There's kind of two sides of the coin then for 2020 and 2021. You picked the best year to make a breakthrough, but you also picked one of the worst years to make a breakthrough. And I say the best because a lot of the focus was online and TikTok just blew up, and that was where your main platform was, and that was important. I say the worst because live shows haven't been a thing. So a lot of your music has just been online for the last while. I'm sure you're itching now to get out and perform it live.
Oh my God, I can't wait. Someone said to me earlier, oh, you're very quick to bring out an EP. And I was like, sure, what else have I been doing? Like, you know, I'm not able to play. I've just been solely focusing on this EP. But I think things are like starting to open up now, and definitely have big plans for when I'm able to play shows and stuff. Like, I'm just so excited. So although it has been a strange year, like, so much has been going on, and I've just been kind of sat at home. So it's all been happening, but felt like it hadn't been happening up until recently. So the last few weeks, the first time, was properly felt like, oh God, this is actually happening now. So yeah, I'm definitely ready for the next step and to play live, and yeah, just see what happens.
And I know you have a show coming up actually this day next week, next Friday. You're going to be playing at Rusborough House as part of a festival. And Rusborough House, of course, just between Ballymore and Blessington. So quite local to us. And that'll be one of your first shows then, will it? If not the first show.
First ever show. My first ever time playing in front of a live audience. So it's going to be mad. It's going to be so much fun. I can't believe it's been so long and I haven't been able to play yet. But I'm so excited.
Right, let's talk about the EP then and kind of delve into the songs and the production and the writing process behind it. And you touched on it earlier on, the connection with Picture This, the lads from Athy. And they worked quite heavily and featured quite heavily on this EP.
Yeah, they did. So yeah, we just met and we all got on so well. Like, I was a big fan of theirs before I ever started working with them. I saw them when they played their Five Nights at the Three Arena and I loved their music and Ryan's songwriting skills and just everything about the band. So obviously when they had reached out, it was so surreal to me and I couldn't believe it. But within 5 minutes of chatting away to them, they're just two sound normal lads, you know, and yeah, they've just really helped me. Obviously they've been through the whole process of starting out small and, you know, they're so successful now, so they're kind of giving me tips and tricks along the way and yeah, have allowed me to like work with them and write with them and really be myself, and we've created a lot of these songs together. So yeah, it's really special.
Because they are some of the most successful songwriters and producers in the country at the moment. I mean, Ryan's songwriting is incredible and Jimmy's production is just out of this world. So to be in that kind of circle and working with them must have been incredible.
Oh my God, so surreal. Yeah, it was deadly. Like, it was some of the best times I've had in the past year, just going into the studio with them. And like I said, we just get on really well and they just really allowed me to be who I want to be. And, you know, I'd never be forced into something like a certain song that wasn't really my style or whatever. So yeah, for this EP, I kind of had in my head like what I wanted from it. And I think we've definitely done that. So I'm so happy that everyone's after hearing it now today. And yeah, it's just everything I wanted it to be.
Yeah, and we're going to play the two new songs, so to speak, off the record very, very shortly. We started off with I Don't Know Why, and I just want to go back then to the two songs that you brought out, your debut single. So you started off with Older and followed it up with I Don't Know Why, and both of those were very, very successful. And I'm sure that gave you good confidence then when you saw the reaction that those songs were getting going forward to bring out more music.
100%. Like, before Older came out, I was really, really nervous because obviously a new artist, I didn't know if people were going to like, you know, my voice, my style, and me in general. So that was definitely the most nerve-wracking thing I've probably ever done. But like, the reaction straight away was so positive and everyone was so nice and really like related to it. And yeah, so then I was so excited to get on to the next single. And we did wait a good few months before we released I Don't Know Why, just to let Older breathe and see how well it did. And then IDKY came and it was just I don't know, even more me. It's, I love pop and I love like big production and stuff, and then that came and it was like everyone just loved it as well. So as soon as that came out, then we kind of had the EP in mind, but just then back in March is when we really focused on the EP and we knew it was going to come out this summer. And yeah, that's just been my focus ever since. So it's all gone really quickly. I know Older came out last October, but since then it's just one thing after the next. And it's been great.
Yeah, and it's a 5-track EP and I've had a listen to it over the course of the week and I know it's out today as well and people are loving it. It's just incredible. And the third single that you brought out then was A Million Goodbyes. That did really well. I want to talk then about the two new songs that people wouldn't have heard before today. And I'll Get Over It is one that you were teasing on your social media for quite a while and people were so excited to hear it. And I'm sure they're delighted now with the finished product.
Yeah, I'll Get Over It is just like such a strong kind of song about like independence. And, you know, I feel like you can't listen to it and not feel good at the end of it. Like, it's like whatever happens, whatever someone does to you, whatever life throws at you, you're going to get through it and come out the other side. And yeah, I love that, like that theme behind it. And especially the chorus, I think, is quite powerful. So people on TikTok did take to it quite well and everyone was really excited for it. But I think with it as well, there's so many surprises. Like, the verses are so different to what the chorus is, and there's a big bridge there as well. So I was so excited for people to hear it actually in full, because the chorus is one thing, but when you hear it all together, it's just the whole thing. And then Win for the Nights then is completely different. It's I love Waiting for the Night because it's such a band song, and when I play that live, I think it's going to be class with the drums and stuff. And yeah, that's really just about kind of missing somebody, and I kind of get like nostalgic vibes from it and thinking back to like memories you have with someone and really wanting them again. So they're both very different, but I think all five songs in my EP are like, wasn't meant to happen, but they kind of describe like the stages of a breakup almost in a way. They all touch like on a different theme and a different emotion that you'd feel like going through a breakup and stuff and coming out the other side of it then. So I actually really love that about it.
Yeah, that Waiting for the Nights is my personal favourite because it was actually an unexpected song from you, really, because the other songs have the same kind of flow and everything and they're brilliant, but Waiting for the Nights really did take me by surprise, and we're going to play that because it's my favourite song on the EP. Before I let you go, Leah, I just want to talk about kind of the support that you've been getting within the county as well, because Kildare are very proud when we produce musicians, and we're a great county for bringing out new musicians as well. You're living out there in Clane. You went to primary school in Salon, secondary school in Naas and Newbridge. So you have strong connections to Kildare, and people within the county are very supportive.
Oh yeah, 100%. Like all my friends and family obviously were supporting me since day one. And now in the past few weeks, I've been able to, obviously we couldn't really go anywhere because of lockdown, but in the past few weeks I've been out and about and so many different people are coming up being like, oh my God, you're doing so well. And it's just so nice to see, like everyone's been so lovely. So yeah, they're definitely behind me, which is such a nice feeling.
Well, the self-titled debut EP from Leah Hart is out today. You can check it out on all the usual places. Leah as well is playing at Rusborough House between Ballymore and Blessington this day next week. You get more details on that online as well. Leah, great to talk to you. Continued success. You're doing great stuff and bringing out fantastic music, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.